here on Daf, Tav Gimel on the Bay, by the Mishnah. But the Mishnah, Sheleach Adam Yerech Lo'ivet Kechavim, a Yid is allowed to sell, send a Yerech to a Goy, Shagit Hanosha B'Seicha, and the Gid Hanosha is in the Yerech. We're speaking about a Yerech Shleima, that nothing was cut in the Yerech, Mipnei Shemekaimai Nika, because when you see this Yerech, you can see that nothing was done to take out the Gid. So that's why it is Mutta. Let us see what Rashi says. Shleich Adam Yerech Leivet Kechom, Ben Cheshishin, Shema Yarzer V'Yimkerenu LeYisrael. We don't have to be afraid. Maybe this guy that has this Yerech will sell it to a Yid. V'Yichlena Begida, and the Yid will eat it with the Gid in it. V'Kivin the Shleima Hi, since this is a Yerech Shleima, that's the title Shleich Adam Yerech, Yerech means a Yerech Shleima, so, the imnechta, if the Gid was taken out, so one would see in the Gid that there was a chetite, it wouldn't be shleima, imnechta teimena. And since the Gid is a shleima, so whoever looks at this Gid knows that nothing was done with it. Valekeach made it. So the Lekeach will understand if the Lekeach will buy this Gid from the Goy. So he understands the Gid was not removed. Shalai Nitu. The Neitlai. Ubi Gmore Porech. Hey, he's over in Yisrael. Bosom Yevit Kechovim. How could a Yid buy Bosom from a Goy? Who says Bechlaus Kosher of Leish? It seems from the Mishnah. The whole deal is about the Gid Hanoshe, and since it's a Shleima, so he realizes that the Gid was not taken, so he'll take out the Gid. How can you bechlal buy from a Goy? Maybe the Bosar is Bosar Treifa. So let us see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara, Shleima in Chatu Chaloy. From the Mishnah it seems, you can only send a Gid that shalim, that was not touched, there was no chetiches in the Gid. So then the Yid will know that the Gid was as yet not removed. But if it's chatucha, if there are cuts in the Gid, in the Yerech, so then you're not allowed to give it to a Goy, because the Goy might The guy might sell it to a Yid, and the Yid will be under the impression that the Gid was taken out. So, Frakta Gemore, Bamaya Skina. What case is the Mishnah speaking about? Ileime b'mokim she'ein machrizin. If it's speaking about a place, we'll see in Rashi. It's speaking about a place that, number one, the Schlachtheiser are zicha Yiddish. So, there's no Shaila whatsoever that this meat was geschochten by a Yiddish sheikh. That is no shayla whatsoever. But there's a different shayla. There's a shayla, but maybe they found out that this behem is a treife. So how can you buy bosso from a goy? Maybe the bosso that he acquired was treife bosso. So there were two different types of mekaymes. There were mekaymes she machiz. That means Mekayme Shemachit. That means in this Mokim, when they found a Treife Beheime in the Schlachtheiser, so they were Machiz, that the Treife Beheime was found in the Schlachtheiser, was found a Treife Beheime. So then the people knew that in the city there's meat that Treife sold to a guy, but they realized that this Treife meat is treife meat in the city, and then they wouldn't buy from a goy, because they realized that the goy mistama purchased the treife meat from the goy purchased the treife meat from a yid. That b'mokim shem machrizin. B'mokim she'ein machrizin. B'mokim she'ein machrizin, that means that they are not mefarsim that a treifa was found that day. So b'mokim she'ein machrizin, then you can never buy from a goy, because the people do not know. The people do not know that there was a treifa today. So Mamela, we can never buy from a goy, because maybe there was a treifa today, and this goy has bought a treifa. So now let us again see the Gemara. B'may askina, what are we speaking about? Ilayim b'mokim she'ein machizin. Let's see what Rashi says. B'mokim she'ein machizin. She'kol, let's start from the beginning of Rashi and Gemara. Yerech shleim emash. Chatu choloi. The Mishnah says you can send a Yerech Sholem with the Giz inside of it, but a Yerech Chotuch you can't send with the Giz inside of it. Chatuch Aloy, Elo Im Kain, Nitol Gido. But if you took out the Giz, then you're allowed to give a Yerech Chatuch also to a Giz. The Giz and the Chatuchi. So let us just see the problem when he did not take out the Giz. The kivin the chatuchi, the yid will see, the yid that will purchase it from the goy will see that it's chatuch. So, he'll see these splits in the yerech, so he'll be under the impression, shenito gido, that the splits were made, so mistame, which was, they took out the gid, but oichlo begido. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us, if you're giving, you're giving a yerech with a git to a goy. So it depends. If it's a shleima, so you have nothing more to worry about. If, even though a yid might buy this yerech from the goy, but he'll recognize that the git is still there because he sees that it's shleima and nothing was done to take out the git. Then you're allowed. If there are slits in cuts in the yerech, then you're not allowed to if you did not take out the git. Because the Yid will think, since this was somebody took out the Yid, that is Pshat the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, let us understand, but what kind of a mokim are we speaking about? If we're speaking about a mokim she'ein machizin, that we're not machiz, she'kol atabochim shaloise mokim Yisrael, all the butchers, all the shochtim are Yid. And when they have a behem and they find that it's a treife, ein machrizin loyma nafla treife beitlis limka loyvet kechom. They're not machriz, you know, there was a treife today and they're going to sell it to goy. They're not mefarsim. Uba oitay mokay, so if it's a mokim she ein machrizin, so ein loykhin bosom in oivet kechom. Then you can never buy meat from a goy, because I never know when they found a treifa. B'shema mochulei atabochim treifa. Maybe this Dasicha, he got the meat from the Yiddish Shlachter, but maybe this meat that he got was a treifa. Vein onu yoidim, and we do not know in Bosa yin treifa liyodom, you're not machiz that today they found a treifa. So amokim she'ein machizim, so then you could give this guy a yerech that's chotuch with the gid inside. The loy also lemizben minay, because no one is going to buy this yerech from the guy, because if it's a mokim shem achizin, so you can never rely that even though I know this butter is coming from the Yiddish Schlachtheiser. But since they're not machiz when they find a treife, so how can I buy from a goy? Maybe this boss is a treife. So memela, so you'd never buy from goyim. If you'd never buy from goyim, so memela, so I'm giving a goy, I can give him a yerech shleim, I can give him a yerech chatucha also. What am I afraid of when a yid will see a yerech chatucha, he will be under the assumption that the gid was removed. Yid won't buy this meat. If it's a mokim shem achizim, he won't buy this meat. He doesn't have a chav, it's kosher in me. It's chatuche nami lishadar im gida. Let him send a yerech chatuche that I'm selling it to the guy. The lack of a meichesh shema yimkeren ali Yisrael. That this guy will go and sell it to you. They'll never buy from a guy. They have different problems on their mind. Who says bachlava is kosher and meat? So if a makim shemachizim, you never buy from a guy. So mamela, this whole yerech will end up only by the guy. A yid will never purchase it from the guy. So if it's going to end up by a guy, so what's the chiluk? It's a yerech shleimim, it's a yerech hatuche. Only the guy is going to eat it. And the guy is no problem. So why does the Mishnah say you're not allowed to sell him yerech hatuche? Elo b'mokim shemachis. Oh, it's what he's speaking about, b'mokim shemachis. So what does that mean? That means, that again, all the Schlachtheiser belong to you. If there's a treife, so all of a sudden you hear all over today a treife was found. So then people know, so today you don't buy from a guy. There was no achaz, a mokim shemachizim, and there was no achaza today. There's no achaza today. So now I know, Klo, that all the meat that was geschaffen today, this meat was the kosher meat. The Schlachtheiser Ayidin, there was no treife, it's kosher to me. So Memele, so now we understand the Mishnah Gevaldik. So now a Yid theoretically can buy from this guy. The guy got the meat from the Schlachtheiser, so it's kosher to me, so it's no achaza, kosher to me. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us what this. If you sell to the guy a Yerech Shleima, so nothing much to worry about. Because the guy will sell this to Yid, so the Yid sees it's a Shleima, there's no Chatach in the Yerech, so he understands the Yid was not taken out, so he knows it's kosher to meet, now he has to find a Menachah. So a Mela, he sends him a Yerech Shleima. A Yerech Chatuche, if there are slits and cuts in the Yerech, so then you're not allowed to sell this to the, and you did not take out the Yid, so then this is dangerous. Because you're going to sell this to the guy, and the Yid is going to buy it from the guy, because it's not right for sure. And he sees this list, and he'll think, oh, shot this list out after the Yid was taken out. And Lamaisa, you didn't take out the Yid. That shot the Mishnah. So, if that's the case, Shleima Nami Leila Shadalai. So how are you allowed to give the guy a Shleima? The chotech leim is abilei. I'm giving the guy a shleim attacket. But the guy, now, Gabi Treifis, I know clearly that it's not right. So this can be sold to a yid. But you say, by shleim, there's no problem. The yid sees that the yid wasn't removed. But like the Gemara, but the how do you know when the yid is going to buy it from him, it's still going to be a shleimer. Maybe the guy is going to cut it, and then he'll make slits in this yerech. So when the yid gets this from the guy, so he sees he kosher it, it's not chayfer, because there was no hachazah today, and he sees these slits in the yerech, so memele, so he understands, some of they took out the yid. So just like you're not allowed to sell a chatuche to a goy, because the yid might purchase it from the goy, and he'll be under the assumption that the chituch took out all the yidim, and if you didn't take out, you're not allowed to sell it. So really you sell a mashleime, but the goy might be chaytechit, and the girl be chaytechit. So basically, we have the same mitzvah that a yid will buy from the goy under the assumption that the yid was taken out. Shleima nami leil shadalei, the chotech leim is abilei. Let us see what Rashi says. Ela b'mokim shemachiz, she Yisrael mutal dikav sham. If it's a mokim shemachiz, now you're allowed to buy from a goy. Minoivet kechov. Boy, you say mokim noivet kechov. Kiv in shleichiz. So today there's no achaz. So today there was no treif in town. So lemay nochesh lo. What, there's nothing to be afraid of. Atabochim Yisrael, amen. The butchers, the shochtim are Yisrael. Utreif alekel ameichish lelechizu hayim. There was no treifis today. So then we buy it from the guy. So shleim anami leilishad aleh atshiyito gido. What did the Mishnah say? You can send them a shleimer. Because if a yid will buy it from the goy, he'll see that nothing was done to the gid, to the yerech, the gid, to the yerech shalem. But that's if the goy will do nothing with the yerech. But could be the yid gave him a yerech shalem, and now the goy is going to cut it, and the yid that purchases from the goy will see the cuts, will see the slits. He says, oh, the gid was removed already, and the mice it wasn't removed. Even though when he gave it to the guy, it was mekaymay nikah that the git wasn't removed. But maybe the guy started cutting it, and he's going to tell this to Eden. The sovel there and Yenna will be under the impression that the gid was taken from a mele. If it's a mokim shemachizin and you buy from a goy, so you always have to take out the gid, because if you won't take out the gid, this is a mikshel, a yid will buy from him a yerech, even though you sold it to the goy. B'shleimis, the goy might make a chitoch in it. The yid will see a yerech chotoch, and he'll assume that the gid was removed. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, I can say two mahalchim in the Mishnah. Iboyis eima b'mokim shemachiz. I can say the Mishnah speaking about b'mokim shemachiz, and you buy from goyim. Iboyis eima b'mokim she'ein machiz, and you don't buy from goyim. You said, we had a car, and both mahal. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate. Iboyis eima b'mokim shemachiz. Could be it speaking about B'mokim Shemachizim. Speaking about B'mokim Shemachizim, and made the Yediyah. But the Chituch of a goy is Kentik. What does Rashi say? Chituch Da'ivet Kechovim B'yerech Einei Osi Kishal Yisrael Shehu Poiro Kederech Shehagid Munach. That means like this. A yid, when he cuts a yerech, he cuts it in a proper fashion that he's able to take out the git. So there's a seder, you have to be a mumcha to know where to cut, what to cut, a yid cut. Now, lemaise, if he'll take out the git, let's just make a scenario. A yid had a yerech, Now he started cutting it, he's going to take out the gift. All of a sudden a guy passes by. The guy wants to buy this yerech. The Mustafa Zaina Meshugana to work another 3/4 of an hour to take out the gift, and I'm selling it to a guy. So that's the case. So he's selling a yerech chotel to the guy. But he didn't take out the gift. The slits are like a menachem makes the slits, but he didn't give ice. He didn't take out the gift. Now, so if he sells the goy a yerech chotuch, so this is dynamite. This is a pachat noire. Now the ayid will see this goy with a yerech chotuch. It's properly cut. He sees it cut the way the menachem cut the yerech. So he's going to buy it from him, and he won't think that the gid was not removed. So therefore, the Mishnah says a yerech chotuch in halacha sell to a goy. Because a yid is going to buy it from him, he knows it came from a Yiddish sheikhet and it's not right, and he's going to buy the yerech chotuch. What's wrong? What could be wrong? Because what did the Gemara say? So how are you allowed to sell a goy a yerech sholem? Einoch hanami. If a yid buys the yerech sholem from the goy, he'll see taka that nothing was done with it, so then he'll take out the gid himself. But maybe the guy will be chaytech. That was the kasha. So the guy will be chaytech. Now a yid will think that Nika was done. So the guy does not be chaytech. He's a professional menachem. A guy doesn't know how to be chaytech. He'll start being chaytech. The yid will look at this yerech. He'll see that this chitoch is not from a professional menachem. So he'll know clearly that a Nika was not done. The Meiri says, Veloy chayshinim שמא אנוכי יעשה גם כן כדרך שישראל לא יישם תלרם יישא סכיימא, הם בקיאים איך לעשות את זה, they don't know how to do it, וישראל יעקם מיד שאין זה כחיתוך עדי ישראל. So my mail is, so now we know Pshat, so I'm going to keep Pshat in the Gemara, the Mishnah. So Pshat is like this. The Mishnah is speaking about Amokim, we're speaking about number one, and we're speaking about a city that the only Shlachtheiser belongs to you. So there's no one, so all the meats are geshochtem properly. So now if I give a goy, I sell a goy, a yerev shleima. Nothing was done to be menakeh the yerev. So nothing but to worry about. If a yid buys it from him, he's allowed to buy from him. There was no achoza, it's kosher to me. So the yid buys from him, he sees it's a yerev shleima. There was no chituchim in the yerev. He realizes, good, I'm buying it from the goy. I have to get a hold of a menakeh to be menakeh the yerev. No problem. What are you afraid of? The goy might be chaytachit. The goy, the chituch of the goy is not like a professional menakeh. So if the goy will make some chituchim, when the yid buys it from the goy, he sees already there was no nikah. What the goy did is no nikah. So he also, if so, he gives him a shleime. The yid that purchases it from the goy will know clearly nikah was not done. If he gets it with shleime, if he gets it with chituch, he'll know no nikah was done. Remela, he'll get a hold of a menakeh. If the tabuch started to be chaytach already, and he didn't completely take out all the gidim, because he saw a guy that wants to buy it, so he thought, first of all, sign on Mishugane, to work another 3/4 of an hour to take out the gidim. The guy wants to buy it. So I'll give him this yerech chotuch, and pass it. Why do they have so much as 3/4 of an hour? So the Mishnah says, chas v'sholem. That's what the Mishnah says, chas, that you're not allowed to do. Because if you give him this yerech chotuch is very misleading. This guy might sell it to a yid. The yid sees this chatich, he says, oh, a menakeh was handled already with this yerech. And so Mesami took out the gid. If he was menakeh, Mesami took out the gid. From a mele, so that's down the Mishnah. You're only allowed to sell a yerech sholem to a guy, because then there's no kilko. A yerech sholem with a gid. But a yerech chotuch with a gid, has to sholem. Because then a kilko might come out. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi. Ketuch adoi vet kechom v'yerech, eini osi kishel Yisrael. A goy can't make a nikah like a yid makes. Shuhu poira a yid when he makes the chitoch kederach shagid munach, the way the gid is munach. Period. Now Rashi details hamaisa shoy. So it comes out a moira b'kezach. That a goy does not know how to duplicate a maisa nikah. That means if you look at a yerech and it was menuka, you know that it came from a yid. Valdo somech rebbe, betrashi, my rebbe, batzaymech, b'sheileyach yerech l'chaveiro al yad eivet kechot. When my rebbe wanted to send a yerech to another yid, even not talking about the case of the Mishnah, he took a goyish messenger, he sent a yerech to his chaver. He did not make any plumber, no simonim on it at its kosher. So like this, usually, we give over meat to a goy, can't rely that the yid is, he should deliver it to a yid, that the yid is going to get kosher the meat, because the goy will take this meat for himself, and get different meat. Give him different meat. Perhaps we need a chaisa. But if you gave him a yerech menuka, then there's nothing to be afraid of. That means this yerech menuka is from a yid. The guy is given the guy can't duplicate a nunika. Yerech menuka spells out it from a yid. So I have nothing to be afraid of that this guy might be machlev the basa. So that's what Rashi says. Baldo from our Gemara, Samach Rebbe, so my Rebbe was Samech b'sheleach yerech v'chaveiroi ad yadei v'kechom, lo'i osa bo choysem, he did not make any choysem, v'ksheirei im chetuchet, כדם שישראל חייתך, אחר חתיתס הגיד, it's חתוך, the way היד is חייתך, because there's nothing what to worry about. אבל בעבר אחר, if he'll send another עבר, he don't have to be בנקר, but just send another עבר, and it's cotton, and it's cotton, another Avery that which you don't have to make nickel, so another Avery, whatever the yid the guy can do also. So then it's Bosish Nisalam and Ayim. Then we have to be afraid. Maybe the guy felt this piece of meat is a good piece of meat. This I'll keep for myself and I'll deliver another piece of meat. Then you need a chais. Right, so this is the first sentence of the Gemara. The Mishnah is speaking about the Mokim Shemachizim. You buy from Goyim, there's no problem of Tzichi Geshochten, Tzichi Natreise, and if you send them a Shleime, a Kilko will never come out, because the purchaser that purchases from the Goy will know that the Gid is still there. If you send them a Chatuche, that's already misleading. The purchaser from the Goy might think the Gid was removed since it's Chatuch, the way the Menachrim are Mechatuch is, and Memele, so the Akilka might come out, so therefore that you're not allowed to do. Viboy Yisayin, then the Gemara says, I'll tell you another kid. The Mokim She'ein Machiz. It's speaking about Mokim She'ein Machiz. Zeyro, Shema Yitnenu Loi, Bifnei Yisrael Ach. Means that Enochanami, Samazay Bemokim Shem Achizim. If I see a goy has a piece of meat, so I have to be chayish. Maybe this is trei for meat, maybe he brought trei for meat from a mailer, so you don't buy from a goy. But what happens if someone comes into the butcher store of the yid, and a goy comes into the store, he says, Rabbi, I want a piece of kosher meat. And with some kosher meat, and a person outside is watching it. And then so he saw that he got the kosher meat. I mean, he went and he got kosher meat. He comes in, he also wants the meat. I sold the last piece. He goes over to the guy, but now he knows it's kosher. Now he knows that the piece himself saw how the butcher gave it to the guy, kosher the meat. So come over to the guy now, and he'll tell the guy that I want to buy it from you. He knows it's kosher. There's no shayla about it. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So if it's sholem, so he knows that there's a gid there. If it's chotuch, and so then we have the problem. He's going to buy it from the goy under the impression, since it's chotuch mistama, the tabach was menaker the meat, and could be he wasn't menaker. He started being menaker, and a goy came to buy it, so he stopped the nickel. So the Mishnah could be speaking about by Amokim Shem Achizim, but we're going to say Shem Yitnen Lo Bifnei Yisrael Lacha. Maybe Yisrael Lacha will see in Hobayim. Boy, is Eima Mishum the Kagon is Leila Daise. Oh, I'm more of the Kasugi we're going to have now. Thirdly, it's Amokim Shem Machizim. So the Mele, there's no Shash whatsoever. There's no shash whatsoever that a yid will buy from. A yid don't buy from goy, because who knows if it's pray for us. But you're not allowed to sell a yerech chotuch to a goy, because if you sell a yerech chotuch to a goy, so the goy thinks, this mamish, this yid, this mamish, look, he was a yerech chotuch to a goy. He worked on it 3/4 of an hour to give me something that he himself could eat. There's a reinkheit, a menschlichkeit from this meicher. And Lamaise, he didn't do it. He started cutting it. The guy comes in, so he gives him, he's not doing it. When you go in the das of the guy, it's also lignev das abriyas, afilu das akko. Let us see Rashi. Not Rashi. We boy say me bamokim shein machiz. But the kasha loch chatuche nami lizda. If it's a machizin, so he can sell a fulo a chatuche because a yid will never acquire it from the goy. He'll give it, the Yid will see how he gave it over to this guy. He knows that it's not a trophy, so he gave it to the guy. So it's not trophy, he just took it out from the showcase. This is from the meat that he's selling. So he'll think it's a kosher meat. But there we have a problem. If you'll give him a chatuche, so the Yid that buys it from him will think that the Yid was taken care of, and really it wasn't taken care of. The boy is aim a time of the mistreason Dama Khatucha Lailishtar and Gidom. You're not allowed to give to a guy a Yere Khatuch with the Gid. You shouldn't the guy nevdati the Oivet Kechovim. Because you're going nevdas of the guy. Kisavo, this guy is more than compressed. You say Yisrael say, oi, avoy, me, oi. This Yid mamish loves him. Shetikna, the Torech bo, little Gida, he sees a Yerech, he comes, he gives him a Gid with Mamish, with it's all cut up. He knows why it's cut up. Acheniris la'atma, the Torech bo, little Gida, acheniris la'atma, that means he worked on this, that even the Yid would eat it. And this he gave to him. Vachakach nosnumoy, this Gid, this Yerech that he worked on for 3/4 of an hour, he sees it's chatuch. And now he gave it to him. Well, why not to it? He didn't do it. He started doing it. The guy came, so he gave him this thing. But the guy does not know to interpret what happened. It means the machzik loy toiva chino. These machzik toiva exist. So that means that's called a gneve. A gneve tas. That means he's going to be native to me. Because now he feels indebted to me. I gave him a glad kosher flesh. I mean, I took out the Yid, which he knows takes a long time. The Memele, so it's Gnevis Das. So it's also to give him a Yid Chotuch. Now, another Yid might buy it from another Yid. If it's Ramokim Shem Achiz, then a Yid won't buy it. So forget about it. But you're not allowed to give him a Yid Chotuch because you're going to Das of the guy. The guy will understand that it was Menuka, and then and there was a lot of Ticha put into it, and there'll be a Torah Satoiv, there'll be Masik Toiv, and that's not true, so it's Gnei Vistas. The Omar Shmuel also Lignei Das Abriyais, Atulu Date Shalevit Kichon. Now the Ulu Das Abriyais also Vahadi Shmuel, now this memra of Shmuel that we just said that Shmuel said is an Issa of Gnevis Das, and the Issa of Gnevis Das applies not only to Yid, Afilus HaGoy, Lav Beferish, there was not Beferish in memra of Shmuel, Alamiklola Itma, that means it was a Maisa that occurred, and from this Maisa we can derive that Shmuel holds as the Issa Gnevis Das from HaGoy. What's the Maisa? Vishmuel Havika over the Mavre. There was a ferry that was going over a river. And Shmuel went on the ferry. Oma Leila Shamei Paisei Lemabure. So we have to pay him. And he's going over the ferry. He's not doing this for Tamazin to do Kesset. So pay him. Paisei. So he paid him. We'll see soon. What did he do? We'll see soon. He gave him a treif and a chicken. He gave him a treif and chicken. And that was the ikpid. And Shmuel was makpid. Shmuel was makpid on his mishores. They gave him a treif and chicken. So the Gemara, my time ikpid. Why was he makpid? Omarabaye, Tamagoyle, treif avoy. It was a treif and chicken. The Geshachman is chicken that was treif. The Yavi Nelei b'mar v'shrute. And he gave it to him that the guy was under the impression he's getting a Geshachman a chicken, not a treif and a chicken. There was such a maise, that Shmuel told his Meshores to pay the guy, He paid the guy with a tzaifa chicken, and then the guy was under the impression that it was a kosher chicken, and Shmuel was makpid. So you see clear that Shmuel holds that also lignay das abriyas atul das eshalat. Let us see Rashi. Taisei lemabulei. Paint schogoi lebalam abayla. So one who took us over in the ferry, pay him. Mavro, sine rechova, shoivrim bo sano. Bemar v'shchuta. Bechilov shchuta in place of the shchuta. Becheschas shchuta. Bechaveiroi bebchoyres. Ahu tafche de mezaben tarbo da atmo bemar de kanto. The Zachmon and the Slona Tabach that sold chaylev, tarbo da atmo, it was a real chaylev, it was a chaylev of the kloyes, bemar de kanto, he was selling chaylev, and he said this is chaylev of the dakim, which is kosher chaylev. So you see, the cheskat, he so the taich of ma'at, Rashi wants to bring the taich of ma'at. The linire, the loshin, temurahu, the loshin instead, in place of a shchute, he sold him a treifa. Now, the Chasam Sofer says, really, there's two loshinis in Rashi. The first lashon of Rashi is that b'mar means the cheskas. The second lashon of Rashi means the lashon t'mura b'chilo. With the Chasam Sofer, since we have to see on that parizal namad beish to understand it a little better, the two lashonis in Rashi are what was exactly the case. The first lashon of Rashi holds b'mar means the cheskas. I mean, he didn't tell him this Meirish, that it's a Geshachtena, the guy assumed that maybe from the circumstances he had a mocking to assume it, but that it's a kosher oif, the Maisi gave him a treif oif. Second shot, the chiluch, as some sages says, I mean, he told him the first it's a kosher oif. And instead of, I'm giving you a kosher oif as a payment for the trip on the ferry, and Lamaisi gave him a treifa oif. Exactly the difference we have to see on Tosfos at Tzadik Daled Amud Beis. Al Kaponim, Haide treifa, now Rashi says something new. Haide treife, you could learn treife means, or should we learn treife? Treife means that it was attacked by an animal and died. Now, such a oif that was a treife and died, mitoich tafusoi, so that you could see it gets sick and it does. When you look at the chicken, you see claw that it's not a healthy chicken. You shech the chicken. You can tell it's a healthy chicken. So Memele, so Rashi wants to tell us what the story was. Not treifa means that it was nitra from a chaya and then it died mitoich tarufusai. You wouldn't be able to fool the goy by giving him such a sickly oif that died mitoich tarufusai. No, treifa means he shechted it, was walking around, and later they found in the Vedikam of the August, they found that it was treif. But Al Kapon, so that is, that you could fool a goy. So let's see what Rashi says. Hai the treife, the Talmud is a guy, lav davke, the treife, doesn't mean that it died from Talfes. The treife, b'shchut olay michlefe, you won't, the treifa was also a geshachtene. Not as a treifa b'shchute. One died mitoich talfus and one died mitoich shvite. El akloim a treifa shchute nosa loy. V'mar de ksheira shchute. Fine. So Abaye says, the makor that Shmuel holds,
The Makar that Shmuel holds the name is Das is also Afilu Ba'akam is from this Maisa. That's what Abaye said. Rove Omar, a different Maisa. We see that Shmuel holds that name is Das is also. Anafke Omar Leila Shkuye. He told him, Anafke is how to say it's a Kli that's Marzik a Revius. He says, I'll give you a Revius of wine. And there was an understanding, it's Yayin Chai. Ba'ashkaya, Chamra Mezige. And the mice, he didn't give him Yayin Chai. He gave him Chamra Mezige. He gave him diluted wine. And Shmuel heard about it, and Shmuel was Makbet. So now we have here, Amachloikis, Abaye, Verove. What exactly was the case that they nailed up this man, that they nailed up the guy, and Shmuel was Makbet? Was the case Hamaisa with a chicken, or was it Hamaisa with a Ravias of Yain? So the Gemara says, but before, so that we have a Machlekes. Now, Frag the Gemara, Vechi Mechlole Mai. Now, that what the Gemara says, Lav Beferishit Me'ela Mechloli. That means like this. We never heard Beferish from Shmuel, that Gnevis Das is also Afilu Bayadei. We never heard Befeish, but we can derive from this Maisa that he holds like this. So when the Gemara always says such a Lashon, that means as follows. So it's not 100% proof that Shmuel Taka holds like this. We can derive. But maybe there's another reason why he was Makbet. For like the Gemara, V'chimik Lolemai, how else do you understand the Maisa? So the Gemara says, no, could be the reason from the Akpota of Shmuel was Bechlal another reason. Gemara says, Lamando Metrei Favoi, Omalei, he was Makbid, Amai Tashi Yisurit. Why were you, if you had it, I didn't know you have a Treifa chicken with you. And you gave, I mean, you're holding with you a Treifa chicken, you're not allowed to have around in the house a treifa chicken because people might come to eat it. So the hakpada was this treifa chicken you should have got rid of right away, not walk around with this treifa chicken. So it could be the hakpada is not als gneivus das, because there's no issue of gneivus das. The hakpada is why he was walking around with this treifa chicken. Lamanda omar anavke omalei. Amalei lashkuye anavke chaya mashm. When he said anavke, the mashmois is yayin chay. So let's see what Rashi says. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, vashkaye chamr mezige, vohivet kechovim, sovo shayayin chay. Chimiklola mai, malono yitme mechlal, ibeferish. What's the difference if we derive it, or he said it beferish? Or mahoklola shapa shaminin. From this Maisa, we see clearly that he was makir, that he holds it's also lignev dasabris. So Moses says, no. Lamando matreif avoyik lameima, the lav mishim gnev is tasik. Al mishim dasha, yagabe atashti, he's holding a chicken, a treifa chicken. You get rid of it right away. You don't know treifa chickens. It's a dangerous affair. People might come to eat it. So that was that part of it. Hanavke chaya mashme, mishum yikoro didei ikvid sha'ovar al dvora. So Rashi says, Pshat, that the hakpoda of Shmuel was, I told you, you should give him yayin chai. And you didn't give him yayin chai. So the akpoda of Shmuel was not als the goy. The goy could be, there's always self, nevis hakum by a goy. Nevis das by a goy. But the akpoda of Shmuel was because I told you, anavke means yayin chai. And you didn't listen to me. So mishim yikara di day yikpit. God is very interesting. Let us see the Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon is four lines. Ele rove anavke chaye mashme. Kloima she'enoi mozuk. I told them I'm going to give him yayin chai. Umerzi ke gezel gomo. This already is gezel. That means that we told him, the upmach was, I'm giving him yayin chai. When you give him yayin mozik, so we're not paying what the upmach was. This is not gnevis das. This is gnevis mamon. So, from this, Rabbeinu Gershom, it would seem, is a machlokes between the Chasam Sofer and the Chadoshim Gam Yeshonim, Rabbi Eisenstein. Rabbi Eisenstein wants to say this whole Indian of Gnevis Das is a Darabona. Gnevis Das is a Darabona. That's what he wants to say. Some Sefer seems to bring from Rishonim that Gnevis Das is a Daraisa. It's more common even than Gnevis Mamon. So according to Rabbi Gershom would be much more like the Chadoshim Gam Yeshonim. Because he says, Merzi ki gezel gomel. That means not the Gnevis Das could be his mutter. This is gezel gomel. So why is the choice? But this is a Rabbon on the Kedin, Gnevis, and we don't hold Bechlal of Gnevis Das. But this is gezel gomel. He told him he's giving him Yayin Chayin. He gave him Yayin Mosek. This is gezel gomel. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis. Chituche da'ivet kechavim meide yediyah. The Gemara said that Maestra Kashe, if you give a yerech sholem to a goy, a kilkul could come about, could be he'll make a chituch in it, and lemaise. Could be he'll make a chituch in it, and the yid will think that it comes, the yid that buys it from the goy will think that yid was menakeret. So the Gemara answers, no, chituch David Kichov made the yediyah. A goy can't duplicate the nikur of a yid, so you have nothing to be afraid of. Perish bekontres, the chituch David Kichov miyach ein osik yishal yisroel, shupayre keder shagid munach. Aldos somach Rebbe Sarash bin Zamaisis Shahoye Shaleach Yerech al Yadavid Kechovim, that his Rebbe sent a Yerech with a goy, the Chaveroi, Loyosa Boy Chaisim, the Ksheirehi, that it's a kosher, that it's kosher, the Loyosa Boy Chaisim, the Ksheirehi im Chatuche, Kedar Shisrael Chaitra Acha Chatichas Kid, Akkam Hashayim. So Rashi just tells us now, that if you see a chitoch of a yid and a yerech, so that spells out that it's a kosher yerech, because a yid made chitoch, so it's a kosher yerech. And a goy can't duplicate a chitoch of a yid. The time of Taisvis, besides, we had a problem in what case our Mishnah is speaking about. If it's speaking about Mokim Shemachis or Mokim Shemachis, so Moshe says Mokim Shemachis, and there's no problem whatsoever. Because you'll never buy from a goy. Taktaisvis v'teima. The imkain. Look me'av k'shein machizen. Could be it's speaking about a mokim shein machizen. V'chatuche. But it's cut. So who cut it? So a yid cut it. So leile shadalai. Because if a yid was menaker, Rashi says this is a simen that it came from a yid. Dilma osil is devunil Yisrael. The kivin the chitach Yisrael. Since I see that the yid cut it, made the idea, so I see that the Layochish Israel, that Kim the Chitach Israel made the idea. Since you can recognize the Chitach of a Yid, Layochish Israel abalik nois Hashem etreifa. So he won't be chay Hashem etreifa. The inkankus of etreifa lama poscha b'chot gedar shoyis in the little lagi. Why did he open it up? So al kochoch, it's a kosh, it's not treifa, and Mr. Tommy took out the git. And then he's going to buy it from the goy. So why did the Gemara have problems with speaking about b'mokim shem machiz? B'chiteima, maybe you say no. B'mokim shem machizin, you'll never buy it from a goy, even though it's mechuta. The chayish Yisrael. The yid is afraid. Maybe the mice is like this. It's mokim shem machizin. So my whole raya is that it's a kosher yerech because the yid was menakere. So the yid will think, no, it's not right. Shema acha kach noida lo yishu treifa. He won't buy it from a goy. Because since it's a machizim, I have no proof that it's not treifa. No, what's my proof? Because the yid was machatechet. maybe the Yid was Mechatach, and later when the Boydik Devorim, they saw that it's a Treifer. Maybe, so that's Pshat. That's why the Gemara cannot say it, speaking about B'mokim Shem Achiz in its Mechutah, because you're still not allowed to buy it. Because maybe the Yid was Mechatach, and later they found that it's a Treifer. So Tosfos, if you're Chayish for such a thing, that a Yid could be Mechatach, be Menaker, the Yerich, and later they'll found out it's a Treifer, in came, he times there, Nesser, so that the one Meister with the Rebbe of Rashi is also spelled. Nesser, Bishlech, Yerich, Lechaber, David, Kirchovim. So let's be afraid, Rashi's Rebbe went and said he sent Mechutach the Kemit with a Goy. So if you are afraid, that could be Mechutach the Kemit, that was later found out that it was Treif, maybe this guy has another yerech. That's also mechuta. Shloi noid ali yisro shoyse treif adach ha-shenatol gidom. V'chlif ha-bezois. If you'll say that chitoch is not a raya, that it's not treife, you could very well be menakir and later find out it's treife. So what's pshat in Rashi's Rebbe? Rashi's Rebbe said, you'll have to send meat. That's mechuta. So it's zicha kosher meat. What's the right kosher meat? Maybe the guy had another meat, a yerech, that's mechuta, that the menakir was menakir, and later he found out that it was treif. V'chlifa b'zois. That means there's a hechitimtze that the guy could be machlif this yerech chotuch with another yerech chotuch. יש להם את הכל האלוי חשינה, לא ישכיח שיזדמן כך ליד עובד קרוב. This is ממש a מורדיק a מורדיק a coincidence that when I'm sending with the goy a ירח חתוך, he also that day got another ירח חתוך from another yid which later they found out was treif and it'll be machlefet. That's too coincidental. But if a Yid sends to a Goy, a Mechutach Dike Yerech, Chayish Yisro B'mokim Shem Erzirin, Afo Pish and Nito Gido, Dulma Lekach Shol Choyvet Kechom, Vishnoid Loyach and Nikr Ditchayfu. That could be Istak Eshriach. That means that we have to be afraid that Lemaise, Lemaise, it could be that it is a treif. If I have no akore of machizin, so that the yid was mechatechet is no raya bechmal that it's not treif. Because it was mechatechet, and then he took out the yid, and later he found out that it's treif.